in the first wave. The other seven had landed without incident, and yes, there were 16 each. Brill shuffled a couple of squads to conform to the enemy's troop concentration, and she waited. They moved fast across the minefield, striding in unison, like bow-legged, top-heavy robots, not even breaking stride, when one of them was blown to bits by a mine, which happened 11 times. When they came over the horizon, the reason for their apparently random distribution was obvious. They had analyzed beforehand which approaches would give them the most natural cover from the rubble that the drones had kicked up. They would be able to get within a couple of kilometers of the base before we got any clear line of sight of them, and their suits had augmentation circuits similar to ours, so they could cover a kilometer in less than a minute. Brill had her troops open fire immediately, probably more for morale than out of any hope of actually hitting the enemy. They probably were getting a few, though it was hard to tell. At least the tachyon rockets did an impressive job of turning boulders into gravel. The Torrens returned fire with some weapon similar to the tachyon rocket. Maybe exactly the same. They rarely found a mark, though. Our people were at and below ground level, and if the rocket didn't hit something, it would keep going on forever. Amen. They did score a hit on one of the gigawatt lasers, though, and the concussion that filtered down to us was strong enough to make me wish we had burrowed a little deeper than 20 meters. The gigawatts weren't doing us any good. The Torrens must have figured out the lines of sight ahead of time and gave them wide berth. That turned out to be fortunate, because it caused Charlie to let his attention wander from the laser monitors for a moment. What the hell? What's that, Charlie? I didn't take my eyes off the monitors, waiting for something to happen. The ship, the cruiser, it's gone. I looked at the holograph display. He was right. The only red lights were those that stood for the troop carriers. Where did it go? I asked inanely. Let's play it back. He programmed the display to go back a couple of minutes and cranked out the scale to where both planet and Collapsar showed on the cube. The cruiser showed up, and with it, three green dots. Our coward attacking the cruiser with only two drones. But he had a little help from the laws of physics. Instead of going into Collapsar insertion, he had skimmed around the Collapsar field in a slingshot orbit. He had come out going 9/10 of the speed of light. The drones were going 0.99C, headed straight for the enemy cruiser. Our planet was about 1,000 light seconds from the Collapsar, so the Torrens ship had only 10 seconds to detect and stop both drones. And at that speed, it didn't matter whether you'd been hit by a Nova bomb or a spitball.